Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. I am chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Now, Benchmark Metals is focused on the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project, located in the Golden Horseshoe of northern British Columbia, Canada. Now, the Golden Horseshoe right beside the Golden Triangle, which I think everybody knows, but this Golden Horseshoe area is definitely getting some more interest as well. This Lawyers Gold and Silver Project has the initial resource that was released middle of May last year, 2021, that it showed a 2.9 million ounce resource of 1.6 grams per ton. And look, the company's been coming out with a lot of drill results over the last pretty much every week. There is a new news release that's come out. The last 4 weeks, we have results from the AGB deposit, results from the Cliffs Creek deposit, as well as results from the Duke's Ridge deposit. And all of these have shown headline numbers being very strong. We're seeing high grades as well as some long widths as well. Since there has been so many news releases that have come out since I last had Jim on the show, I will include a link to the Benchmark Metals news section where you guys can click through these individual news releases, go through the individual zones of where the company is releasing holes, and please feel free to email me with any questions. Now, Jim, give us just a broad overview here of all these recent drill results, all yielding high grade and some nice widths. What's your takeaway from consistently releasing some of these good drill results, please?
Well, the key takeaway, Corey, is that these substantial numbers that we're seeing at shallow depths, and some are right from surface, will have a significant impact on the updated mineral resource estimate. And this new estimate is nearby. It's we are estimating a March release for the update, and it will see significant growth in all three deposit areas. So our drilling has, you know, completed several steps here. One, there's been infill drilling to fill in the gaps that were missing in the previous resource. And, you know, one of those numbers is from what was released earlier this week, approximately 102 meters of 5.8 grams gold equivalent. And that was from surface. So, you know, that is a nice gap to fill with some big, long, high grade from surface down. But the second thing that's happening beyond the infill is expansion drilling. This 83,000 meters in total that we completed last year, a good portion of it was going towards expanding the boundaries of the ultimate pit shells. So we're seeing the pit shells moving out larger, but we also prefer multi-purpose drilling. So in addition to increasing tonnage, some of these holes were going towards the geotechnical and engineering portion that will provide a preliminary economic assessment in a few months' time, but also contribute to a feasibility study near the end of this year. So there's a lot of activity, but the drilling is providing some big rewards for Benchmark. This should be quite a big move from near 3 million ounces to a much higher lofty number.
Jim, one other thing that I'm seeing within these results, and we will get into a bit more of a conversation regarding the updated resources, we're also seeing some high silver grades. The results from this Cliff Creek deposit showed 3.05 meters of over 1,700 grams per ton silver. Give us a little insights on the silver component as well within this resource.
Yeah, we cannot forget the substantial amount of silver by volume within these deposits. It's approximately about 25% of the total size if it was to put into gold equivalent ounces. And so traditionally, silver has about a 50 to 1 ratio. As silver begins to move up the physical silver price, I think what we'll see is it's sitting right now closer to about 90 to 1. As we reach a traditional level of 50 to 1, that means the value of the silver will increase in these deposits. So what we could see is we move from a 50% gold to 50% silver, but that also generates a lot more revenue or better economics, if you will, in the engineering studies. So big potential here with movement in the silver price.
So, Jim, on to this updated resource. Then you mentioned that you're targeting a March release. What drill results, what holes can be included in this resource? Because you do have to have that cutoff date, and these ones that were just released seem pretty close to probably being cut out.
That's right. So that release that we put out just the other day of 102 meters of 5.8 gold equivalent, that will indeed be included within the AGB deposit resource area. In fact, we have received all of the results for AGB now, and our engineering team has already begun on the updated modeling for total gold and silver ounces at AGB. We anticipate a few more weeks of results to come back, and then there will be a cutoff date. So we have received the bulk of all numbers, but I think as we get into early March, it will be a cutoff period.
Okay. Now, just to reiterate, and I know it's impossible to put defined numbers around it, but what do you think is possible in terms of the general growth of the resource? Again, the initial resource was just released last year in May. So what kind of growth could we see here?
Yeah, I think in general, if we were allowed another year of drilling, I think we have potential for 5 million ounces on the property. But on this updated resource, you know, as a significant increase, I think perhaps a 30% increase in the total mineral resource is possible from those three deposits. But until we get all the results back from the lab, it's still an unknown. But this will be a very large increase, but it also has the availability for another increase with more drilling. So what I'm saying here is the resource is open. It's open in all directions, and it will increase not only this year, but increase with more drilling this year. So it's quite a moving target. That's looking more like a world-class type of mine site every day.
Yeah, especially with these grades. Now, you did mention that the resource is pretty much made up of three different areas: Cliff Creek, Duke Ridge, and AGB. But we have talked about some of the other areas that have been explored. The Phoenix area, that actually does contribute about 35,000 ounces of inferred resources to that resource, as well as the Marmot Zone. This was discovered back in 2020. Any insights on some of these other zones that could be brought into the resource estimate?
Yeah, some of the new discovery areas do not have enough drilling to generate a new resource estimate with confidence. But most certainly the Duke's Ridge area is providing some real sustenance here. We have two drill rigs turning right now, and they're located at Duke's Ridge. There was not a lot of drilling performed in 2020 or 2021 at Duke's because we were getting bigger, faster uptick on the size at AGB and Cliff Creek. But certainly Duke's Ridge could be a nice surprise here. It's currently sitting at about 100,000 ounces. So I think, you know, all areas will increase significantly, but there's an area called the Connector Zone, which now joins Duke's Ridge to Cliff Creek. That is filling in very nicely. And then we have Mid at Cliff Creek, which is the largest area. This Mid Cliff Creek area is starting to provide ounces right at surface as well. So there's about five areas within the total deposits that will contribute to this gap upwards in the updated resource estimate. And best of all, most of these ounces are all at or very close to surface. So that has the biggest impact on the economics. Everything that can be mined in early years is how you want to focus for drilling.
Absolutely. That helps the economics. That drastically helps the economics. Now, look, we're already talking about 3 million, pretty much 3 million ounce resource, the initial resource. That sounds like it's going to grow by a fair bit coming up in the next resource. I want to talk about, I'm sure what a lot of people are thinking about is Benchmark a takeover candidate? You still are just at the resource stage, but as you mentioned, you are working through some economic studies. And quite frankly, we've seen your guys' neighbor, the Golden Triangle, pick up some more attention from larger companies in terms of takeovers, as well as a little bit more attention being paid to this Golden Horseshoe area. What can you tell us in terms of the potential of Benchmark being a takeover?
Yeah, I think that undoubtedly Benchmark is a target for a takeover at some point very soon. With these increases in gold and silver ounces that are not ending, and what I mean by is we're not being bound by the end of growth. There's still a lot more growth in resources to come. There are major players in and around the region. You've seen Newmont come in and take over the Tatoga deposit. Newcrest has made significant inroads in our region. They recently bought out the Pretium Brucejack mine. And we also see Freeport-McMoRan nearby actively exploring. So British Columbia, and specifically this Golden Horseshoe area, is a tier one jurisdiction. Precious metal miners need to replace ounces because production is declining. We are a takeover target. These are at surface ounces in arguably one of the best regions in Canada, and it's all open pitable. So I think there will be a focus change here from the corporates. We already have confidentiality agreements signed, but as we approach some bigger resource numbers, we'll be under the microscope. And, you know, with the current share price, it makes us a bigger and better candidate simply because we're devalued compared to some others, but we're also devalued with the fact that there's some big milestones around the corner.
Really seems like it. Can you just give us a quick update then in terms of cash in the bank for the company? Because it seems like, well, you have these economic studies going. We will get an updated resource. I'm sure you'll have another drill program that starts up sometime later this year. Where does the company stand in terms of cash?
Yeah, so we completed a bought deal financing in December, just a few short months ago. We have $40 million in working capital in the treasury, and that allows us a $30 million budget for this year. So that budget will go towards expansion drilling, geotechnical drilling, and all the work necessary to produce a feasibility study. The one thing to note, though, Corey, is we've already started drilling. We have two drill rigs at site turning right now. And this is another provider of drill results here into the spring and summer. So our program has already begun for 2022. So this rapid deployment of drill results that we've been putting out every 1 to 2 weeks, that will continue throughout the entire year.
Okay. Jim, look, we're going to wrap it up here, but as I mentioned, there were so many drill results to go over that we didn't really have time to go over each one of them, but each one of them did seem very good, judging just by the headline and diving into the news release. So I am going to post that link below this interview. Everybody listening can go to the website, read over those news releases, and please feel free to email me with any follow-up questions. My email address is fleck@kereport.com. Jim, I appreciate the update. Please keep us up to date on future news. We'll follow up as more drill results hit the market. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for presenting Benchmark. This is just a fantastic story to be involved with.